You mean from your back like this?
Well, sort of, but it's not. There's more elephants back here. Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about things, food. Okay, something that you make up a batter of and fry 3 or 4 of these.
Something you make up a batter of?
You make up a batter and you fry 3 or 4 of these for breakfast, maybe. And eat them with syrup and butter.
Oh, you mean flapjacks, huh?
Okay, any other name for that?
Yeah, there. Call them flapjacks and batter cake, I think it is.
Okay, and you go to the store to buy 2 quarts of flour.
2 sacks of flour?
Yeah, or 2 pounds.
2 kind of flour?
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can get stuff frozen or you can get plain.
Okay. And what do you use to make the bread rise? It's not baking powder or soda, something else.
Yeast.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of an egg?
What?
The inside part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay.
And the yolk. Some people say the yolk and some says yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
That's fortune.
Okay. And what do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
What you?
The meat that you might boil with greens.
Oh, bacon.
Okay. What if it has no lean in it at all?
Have no lean, it does. It's either fat or lean. Some of it's got lean streaks in, some of it doesn't.
Yeah. What do you call the real fat kind?
Well, you just call it bacon, you know, fat.
Yeah. I'm thinking of white meat or fat back or white bacon or any word like that.
I never did hear it called white bacon.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Million.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon, the part that you cut away.
Well, you make lard out of that. That's just the real fat that you cut off to make lard.
But I'm talking about the edge of the bacon.
The skin.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you might take the trimmings and slice it up and grind it and make. What?
Like sausage.
Okay. And the person who sells meat, you call him a?
Well, a butcher, I imagine.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
You mean cured meat or fresh meat?
Yeah, it's no good anymore. You say the meat has.
It's spoiled.
Huh?
It's spoiled.
Okay. And what do you make from the head of a hog?
Sass meat.
Okay. And
some says sized meat, some says fresh meat.
Okay. It's the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you heard of a dish made from cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Ever heard of what?
A dish you make by cooking and grinding up the hog liver.
Yeah, liverwort.
How do you make that?
I don't know. I've eaten it, but I've never made it.
What's it called now?
Liverwort.
Okay. And do you make anything out of the blood?
What do they make out of the blood?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I had a neighbor down here. He kept the blood, and what he made out of it, I don't know. He was a bohemian.
Okay. And do you ever take, suppose you had butter that was kept too long, and it didn't taste right.
Be strong.
Okay. Any other word you'd use?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
I don't know it anymore.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call thick, sour milk?
Thick sour milk.
Yeah.
Well, you can have clabber milk or you can have buttermilk.
Okay. And what do you make from clabber milk? What kind of cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. And this is first thing you do after milking is you have to
strain it.